Mitch McConnell wants Nike to release Betsy Ross sneakers, I'll make the first order. By Dylan Gwynn on July 3, 2019. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, is calling on Nike to release its Betsy Ross flag sneakers. Moreover, the Kentucky Republican is also offering to buy the first pair. Nike decided to ditch the shoes after former NFL anthem protester and Nike pitchman Colin Kaepernick raised concerns about the Betsy Ross flag evoking painful memories of a connection to slavery. McConnell told the Lexington Herald leader, "If we're in a political environment where the American flag has become controversial to Americans, I think we've got a problem. I hope Nike either releases these shoes or some other shoemaker picks up the flag, puts it on a pair of shoes and starts selling it. I'll make the first order." Nike has faced tremendous backlash since the Wall Street Journal broke the story that the sportswear giant had decided to scrap the Betsy Ross sneakers at Kaepernick's request. Though, the backlash hasn't just come from consumers and Twitter users. Many of the most outspoken critics of the move have come from McConnell's own caucus. As Breitbart reported on Wednesday, Texas Senator Ted Cruz launched the hashtag #WalkAwayFromNike campaign to boycott the shoemaker until they reverse course. "Until at Nike ends its contempt for those values, I will no longer purchase Nike products. #WalkAwayFromNikeRT if you'll agree." Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley slammed Nike as well for embodying the worst aspects of our corporate economy, as well as catering to Chinese communists while refusing to display the American flag. In a statement to The Hill, Nike claims the decision to pull the shoe was made in an attempt to not unintentionally offend. Nike made the decision to halt distribution of the Air Max 1 Quickstrike 4th of July based on concerns that it could unintentionally offend and detract from the nation's patriotic holiday. Nike has paid a price for the decision. Republican Governor Doug Ducey of Arizona scrapped an incentives package the state had offered Nike for their manufacturing plant. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter @TheMightyGwynn.